Will you pray with me? Lord, we are grateful for your presence with us. We're grateful for our parents, especially this day, for our mothers and others who have shared your unconditional love with us. Lord, we don't want to just go through the motions, but believe you have a word tailor-made for us this day. So free us from those things that may be clouding our minds so that we can hear your word for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So many of you know, a week ago, we were down in Guatemala on our Faith and Practice medical mission trip. And so I thought we would share a little bit about that trip on Mother's Day, especially as we affirm that we are part of God's family and we're here to help take care of God's children, whether those are the ones biologically related to us or as our Heavenly Father has called us to be in God's family together. So I would invite you to take out your sermon notes if you'd like to follow along. In fact, you might use this around your table later on this day. But how many of you would agree that the most important thing in life is faith? Who wants to vote against faith this morning? But we do know that the Apostle Paul said, "Now faith, hope, and love abide these three, and the greatest of these is love." That's kind of interesting. How about this? Most religious people do not act religious. What do you think? You know, sometimes some of the most religious people can be the most judgmental. I think Jesus had that challenge, right? With some of the scribes and the Pharisees, people who were trying to live it according to the Torah, and yet the challenge of living out our faith. How about this one? When it is all said and done, more will have been said than done. Do you agree? Sounds like a good Presbyterian committee, doesn't it? You've heard me say this before. It's easier to act your way into a new way of feeling than feel your way into a new way of acting. Do you agree with that one? All right. Faith is more important than works. Okay. And you've heard me say this one. If you were to treat our friends like we treat our family, we probably wouldn't have any friends. Ouch. And then this last one. People will not care what we know until they know we care. So how do you know if someone believes in God? How do you know if someone truly has faith? Is it by what they say? Is it by the knowledge they have? Interesting. Martin Luther did not like James. And it was over this idea of faith and works. And especially because Martin Luther was trying to move to a more grace-filled life, did not like the idea of indulgences and buying our way into relationship with God, believing that it was unconditional love, grace, that saved us. And yet, James makes this bold statement, faith without works is dead. Interesting. Now, the organization that we go down to actually started as a result of ministry at Memorial Drive Presbyterian Church. I want to introduce some of my closest friends, John and Gay Van Osdall. You've heard me preach about these folks before. Unconditional love, grace, and forgiveness, and just have been. I still remember when John was wearing a Motley Crue t-shirt when we were teaching junior high kids about music and media. This was just a couple years ago, probably 30. But terrific people, and they've participated in faith and practice as well. The organization, Faith in Practice, you know, it kind of is dealing with this idea about faith and works and how do you do that. So, let's see if this thing works. Maybe not. Go for it, Thomas. So back at the end of April, beginning of May, we went to Guatemala, worked at two different villages, Tonanicapan and Palawa, and at two little towns. And we began at an orientation at Casa de Fe. This is kind of like the Ronald McDonald House for faith and practice. What they do is, and you'll see at the end of our, when I give you the statistics, like over 350 referrals were made, and many of those will have surgery in Antigua and now in Rehu. And so the families have a place to stay while their loved one is having surgery. And it really is a terrific way to reach out to these folks. And we had our orientation. Yep. I love technology. And David and Betty have been our leaders here at Northwoods for 13 years. And then prior to that, they also went, oh, you know what, Thomas, why don't you bring it up and maybe on the counter, maybe that might help. And prior to that, they went on a couple surgical teams prior to 13 years ago. And one of the nice things is they, along with a few other couples, are going to be honored at the Faith and Practice Gala October 18th. And if you're interested in participating or supporting Faith and Practice and Dave and Betty, we'd love for you to join us there. Each day, we would begin with singing and a devotion and a lot of coffee. And my job was to try to get the blood flowing, and so we would do a little bit of singing. Don't try this at home, they're professionals. And we would sing some fun songs to get us going, and then we'd have a little devotional. Go ahead. And on the devotional basically is a little card, and on one side is a scripture, and on the next the other side is a quote. And so here's the first one. When an alien resides with you in your land, you shall not oppress the alien. The alien who resides with you shall be to you as a citizen among you. You shall love the alien as yourself, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Jesus said you're to love your neighbor as yourself. Didn't end it there, even went to loving your enemy. And here we're called to love everyone. And then there was this quote, most travel and certainly the rewarding kind involves depending on the kindness of strangers, putting yourself into the hands of people you don't know and trusting them with your life. I feel like this every time I go to Guatemala. You know, someone picks me up from the airport, drives me to Antigua or a bus driver, whatever. We put our lives in the hands of others, and we trust them, and we're called to love everyone. So as we were driving in, we see this huge line, and what's interesting is they come from all over. Many of them have been there for hours waiting in line. It takes hours to get there depending on what sort of transportation, but here's some stats from the World Bank and the United Nations. Guatemala has the fourth highest rate of malnutrition. 59% of the population lives below the poverty line. And we see some of their needs, and incredible. We were at a huge school. It was probably the best school we've ever been to. It was just huge, and we had more room than we needed, which was not always the case. And so here's that scripture. What good is it if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm, eat your fill, and yet do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. So we see these needs. What do we do? You know, they go through triage. Well, even before that, you see this, let's go back one, see this daughter that is carrying, kind of helping her father walk in line to get to. There's all ages. And then the other, we see some young families. And as they come in, they go through triage. They fill out some forms. And then they have an opportunity to meet with the doctors. He's told you, O people, what is good and what the Lord requires of you, but to do justice, to love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. then Martin Luther King Jr. said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. So this was probably one of our largest teams ever, and a great group of folks from the U.S. And Guatemala. We took about 10 people from Northwoods, and you'll see their pictures shortly, and then we had people from California to Pennsylvania, and we were in this huge auditorium. It was phenomenal, really. And what happens is they go through triage. Again, here's some quotes. 74% of the indigenous Mayan population live in poverty, and they struggle with medical needs. So here on the left, we see Betty Chenault with her translator, and David is on the right. People are walking in, and they're trying to figure out what clinic they should go and see. And so there was the general practitioners and various needs. And here we see Eunice, our translator from our church. She's been on multiple trips and helping the doctors figure out what's going on. There were the pediatrics. Here's Bill Nix working with a couple of the kids. Ray Fitzgerald was working ortho. We didn't always have someone, an orthopedic person, and they just have incredible challenges. And here's Sally Shoes helping. She's a retired doctor. In fact, she says she's busier now in retirement than when she was working with David Chenault, because she volunteers up at a clinic up in the Woodlands and goes on various mission trips. Gynecology and via cryo. This is a procedure that they can do, just a simple procedure, and it will keep the women from having ovarian cancer. And it's just a screening, and it's a phenomenal ministry that a couple started. James says, but be doers of the word, not merely hearers who deceive themselves. Ben Franklin said, well done is better than well said. And one of the great clinics that was within the last few years is the wheelchair clinic. Here's Bobby Gonzalez helping with that. In fact, some of the powerful stories are about the wheelchair. You see Don Heidemann. Don, let's go back one. You can see Don, he is working. Don is a spry 80-something-year-old person that comes every year with us. And you wouldn't know his age by the energy and all the work he does. Another friends that were able to help with the wheelchair clinic. You can't see it. She's in a wheelchair. Blanca. She was from Guatemala, and she is wielding a electric cordless drill to put together wheelchairs for others. And just phenomenal, the commitment of some of these people. This is my clinic that I work in. You can't really see. We're a little crazy, and here's the reason why we're crazy. Those are real. And we don't drill and fill. We yank and pull. And I don't do any pulling. I just try to help them. There's way too many people trying to get in this little child's mouth right here. Carlos. These are narco traffickers. This is Chris Treleaven. She helps. There's Sandy. Sandy is an emergency room nurse right over here at Houston Northwest. And she heads up our labs. And we have a opportunity to reach out to some of the kids. Here's Melissa. I think Melissa goes there just because she towers over some of these people in Guatemala. And actually, she's our administrator, does a phenomenal job making sure all of our forms are in and we're aware of different things. Don Pine on the right takes our pictures and does our blog. Eunice is one of the translators. We would be challenged. In fact, one of the things here, it not only had to go English to Spanish, but then Spanish to Quiché or Quiché, depending on which Mayan dialect some of these people had. James 4:17, anyone then who hears knows the right thing to do and fails to do it commits sin. Bummer. When was the last time we experienced that in our own life, knowing what we should do and don't do it? The wheelchair people, you know, you can't see as closely, but here's an older gentleman that is clapping his hands in gratitude for what of receiving a wheelchair. Okay, take a minute at this one. You can't see it, but can you imagine what this little girl from Guatemala is thinking, looking up at this guy with loops that looks like he's got eight eyes, he's got a mask, he's not the same shade that they're used to. Can you imagine what she's thinking? So that's where I come into play. Next one. And I get to greet them and practice my Espanol, which is a lot of fun, and make them balloons and so on. You can't see this guy's got one leg. The wheelchair people are terrific. Here's a young woman with cerebral palsy. You can imagine now having a wheelchair. Here's Bobby Gonzalez, a retired United pilot that went with us for the first year and was able to help in the wheelchair clinic. Here's Sally Hsu, and doubling, you know, she helped in audiology as well as general. Okay, look at this picture. This is hysterical. So you see two thumbs up, right? And look whose thumb isn't up. He was just worked on by Brad the dentist. All right. So this is my little, we actually had a room next to us, which we always don't have. Sometimes literally they're just right outside the window. And I try to break it up a little. You can imagine if you hear screaming coming from the room that you're about ready to go into, that kind of cuts down on business. You know what I mean? Our Yelp ratings are going to go way down. And so then I tell them, estoy aprendiendo español. I'm learning Spanish. Necesito practicar ahora. I need to practice right now. Estoy solamente tres meses embarazada. I told them that I'm only 3 months pregnant. All right? So go to the next one. Stay right there. But I say my buddy here, who's actually the Guatemalan dentist, he's only 8 months pregnant. And we have a great relationship. Carlos, is, we've been on 13 years ago. And keep going to the next one. And look at this guy laugh. It's hard to see over there. But literally, we just we have too much fun. But just try to, you know, whatever gifts we have, to somehow to put those into practice. Okay, keep going. The care and concern of the volunteers, the doctors and helpers, they pay their own way to go to Guatemala. They pay for their airline ticket. And in addition, they're encouraged to give, our group gave over $70,000 in addition to, or for fundraising for Faith and Practice. Next one. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to care for orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. How far you go in life depends on you being tender with the young, compassionate with the aged, sympathetic with the striving, and tolerant of the weak and the strong, because someday in life you will have been all of these. Love your neighbor as yourself. Again, you see the care. Here's David at work, giving hugs, thumbs up. This was a 101-year-old Maria who literally they had to carry everywhere, and now she has a wheelchair, and they can move her. It's terrific. The organization, they partnered with Faith and Practice to donate the wheelchairs. It's just phenomenal. Every year, it gets better and better in trying to help other people. You can imagine hearing the good word that everything's going well and your baby's going to be fine, and you know, and how encouraging that is. I'll make you a great nation. I'll bless you to make your name great so that you will be a blessing. If you light a lamp for somebody, it will also brighten your path. We experience that as helpers at this place. You can see the little boy on the left is consoling mom. I thought that was a good Mother's Day picture. This little guy on the right, go back. This little guy on the right, we give the little kids Benadryl. We gave him a six-pack. And I was a little concerned because he was then sitting next to mom as she was being worked on, and he was holding the balloon that I made for him, and I was a little worried. So then Chiefy just had to work his magic and put the little child, and it's the best feeling, isn't it? Unconditional love. Chip, one of the doctors, gave a hug to every one of the patients that he saw. Look at this. Here's a role reversal. Teenager helping her mom in the dental clinic. All these needs, incredible needs that are there. Here's what our stats show. So, saw a little more than 2,400 patients in 4 days. It's crazy. General, pediatric, OBGYN, fitted 85 hearing aids. We're one of two village teams that does hearing aids, and they were slammed. I mean, they were the last clinic every day because they have to go through so much testing and the challenges. Gave out 67 wheelchairs, 25 walkers, 42 canes. 347 referrals. Now, all those aren't going to have surgery, but a lot of them will have surgery. And that's part of the mission of Faith and Practice. Again, the care. This is Beth. She works over at Houston. And if you look closely, let's go to the next one. And you look in the eyes of people, you can see other people. Here's my mom and my brother. And she's doing well now in her new assisted living place. Keep going. Then we had a closing prayer. Okay, let me close with this story. So here's Megan on the left and Judy on the right, and they're working with Andre. Andre apparently had a hearing aid a while back, but then somehow they lost it or something. So for 4 years, he hasn't been able to hear. Okay? So they fitted him. Go to the next slide. And you can kind of tell that there's some magic happening. And audiology always has the best stories. And the joy that he has now hearing again. And tears were flowing. And Megan on the left said, "This is why we do what we do. Be doers of the word, not merely hearers. Faith without works is dead." So here's an opportunity for us for a few days to be doers of the word and not merely hearers. Here's where we put our faith into practice. I'll close, actually tell you this one story. David Chenault loves to bring me people of other faiths and religions, agnostics, atheists, and just loves to see me figure all this out, right? So we have this one atheist doctor, and I would joke with him, like, you know, we're going to lead the Bible study in the morning. You know, after you've been together for a week, you kind of have a little fun with everybody. At the end of the week, he gets up and he says, "Okay, you guys," this is what he tells our group, "you guys know what I believe and what I don't believe. But what I do want to tell you is you live out what you believe." It was a great testimony to the people. So at the end of the time, we had a prayer. And I'm going to pray it in Espanol and in English. Let's pray. Dios, que la bendición y el trabajado juntos. What a blessing it is to work together. Te damos gracias por todos los médicos, asistentes y ayudantes de Guatemala y de los Estados Unidos. We thank you for all the doctors, assistants, and helpers from Guatemala and the United States. Es increíble lo que podemos hacer cuando unimos nuestros dones, habilidades, y recursos para ayudar a otros. It is incredible what we can do when we unite our gifts, abilities, and resources in helping others. Ayúdanos a hacer esto cada día donde quiera que estemos. Help us to do this each day wherever we are. In the name of Jesus, amen.